Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, мы начинаем наш вопрос.
Hello, dear friends. We're starting our Sunday webinar. As usual in the studio, we have Dr. Michael Lightman.
Hi, everyone.
Alexander Kozlov, Boris Pilitsirkovsky, and myself, Semyon Vinokur. And today we are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. And you can also ask questions in Italian, English, Spanish, and German languages. So friends, get ready. Dr. Lightman will answer them. The topic of our today's webinar is what must we change within ourselves and in the world in order to solve this crisis. As a small exposition, I'll say that today we were doing a broadcast on Mach TV. We were speaking with Lithuania, with Europe, with France, with Spain. People are starting to go outside. Cafes are gradually getting filled again with people. It seemed to be coming out of the crisis. So let's begin with this question. What must we change within ourselves in order to exit this crisis? As we come outside, as we come out of our apartments, does that mean we are coming out of the crisis or no? We don't hear you.
I think that not. Exiting the crisis will mean that we will understand what the crisis really means. What does it mean to be in this crisis and to leave it behind and then be have it behind us? And we won't be able to understand this if we won't know the nature of this virus and will it have other forms that will come back in a different way. We don't know these things, so we can't say for certain where we are right now. But as usual, a person wants to live to his comfort level as much as possible. And that's why we can't allow ourselves to sit in our houses any longer. And we're as if coming out of this crisis. But really, we're leaving that state where we locked ourselves in for some time. But to truly say that we're leaving this crisis behind, we can't really say that. I think that this crisis, as we already discussed in the past, is a consequence of the nature pressuring us, wishing to see us integrally connected with all of its parts. In other words, still vegetative animal natures, they work together cohesively, but a human nature, the nature of man, not to its own fault, but because of the egoism that it has, it throws a person as if outside of nature. And here nature is showing us through these crises and through all kinds of natural disasters, volcanoes and tsunamis and earthquakes, hurricanes, through all of that, it is showing us that we are awakening within it, not very amicable and very negative forces. And in order for us to be integral parts of nature, we need to be mutually connected, mutually dependent between one another. And that is something that we don't want. And that is why there's a problem. Humanity has a problem. And we have now come to a state when nature is starting to corner us, it's hitting us, it's pushing us towards good. And there will be all kinds of viruses that will involuntarily push us towards connection, towards correct attitude to one another, towards nature. And with time, this will be clarified more and more until we'll understand how to behave.
A question from Instagram. The crisis, as we feel the crisis, is it the feeling that evil is governing the world?
A sensation of the crisis are those obligatory forces coming from nature that are revealed in order to balance out our egoistic actions.
I wanted to read an excerpt of Baal Salam that's connected to this, where man is versus other creatures. It's the first excerpt in our list, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 18. We must not ponder the state of the rest of the beings in the world besides man, since man is the center of creation. And all other creatures do not have any value in themselves, but to the extent that they help man achieve his wholeness. Hence, they rise and fall with him without any consideration of themselves. So there is a question on that we have here. Now, if we have these things happening on the level of viruses, on the level of inanimate vegetative nature, Is it that nature falls on its own without man's involvement, or is that man is part of nature and it's happening with it?
A person is here as an organizer of this entire fall, descent. Nature itself is integral. Still vegetative and animal natures, they're completely integrated with one another and interconnected in harmony, and it's only the person, the human being, that is disturbing this harmony. And we need to be and become a part of this integral nature, in addition to all of these different parts between one another and together with the still vegetative and animal nature. This is what the forces of nature obligate us towards. And if we are able to do this, then there will not be any viruses or any problems. And if we'll not be doing this, if we'll be obstinate towards this, and we'll only help our egoism to advance its own goals, then we will evoke these types of reactions from nature that will cause problems, and these problems will show us that we need to still lower ourselves, connect between ourselves, not abuse nature. It will still bring us towards balance, but through pressure, through crises and blows. I am hopeful that people will learn and be able to hear what Kabbalah is talking about in regards to this, and we will truly stand up tall.
Question from Tampa. Can I really change anything in myself? Am I my own master? What can I do to make such great changes?
If you want to, then you will be able to do it. For this, there's a method of correction, of correcting yourself as an egoist, and this method, it's been written out via many courses and presented on our website in all kinds of ways. You can choose whichever format you want, select for yourself a group, and move forward.
A question from Facebook, from Yuri. Is nature something living that has emotions and can react sensibly to everything we do?
Nature is a hardened, very firm system consisting of still vegetative and animal parts, which are in constant dynamic balance with one another. And if we disturb this balance with our egoistic interference, then nature reacts towards this in an opposite way. You know how a pendulum swings, right, back and forth? And this is what we're experiencing right now with coronavirus. You'll see such blows coming our way that they will force us to be integrally connected, because we're currently in a state that is called the last generation, meaning the last egoistic generation, where egoism is corrected, and we are the ones that need to correct it. That's why nature is acting upon us in this way, and a human being is weak. You put pressure on him a little bit, and he starts to cry and squirm, and he will do what is necessary. And that's how nature will coerce us to become good and pleasant towards one another, and good parts towards nature.
A question from YouTube. So does that mean nature is the cause of all my suffering?
Of course. All of your suffering comes from the fact that you are the one that is disturbing this integrality that exists in nature. You are disturbing its balance. Only from the loss of this balance in nature that is caused by you, you are evoking this reaction back from it, which is felt by you as pain, suffering, and problems.
I have a question from Sevastopol. What should I do if I want to explain and to show people that they're surrounded by lies and the overwhelming majority of information they're given is all a lie? But people don't care. They're ready to take the position of a victim and to feel only doom and resignation.
No, this will not happen. You need to understand that there is a limit beyond which we won't be able to stand this state and will begin to run around and try to find a solution. If we're hurting, I can say, ouch. But if it's real pain, then I will be looking for remedies and opportunities to somehow alleviate this pain. And if it's concerning my children, my family especially, and those around me, those that are close to me, government, the world, then we will come together and there's nowhere to run. Because we feel pain, joy, which is why we're easily controlled.
We have another question live from Mach 1. Please go ahead. What does it mean to be devoted to the Creator?
What does it mean to be devoted to the Creator? A creator is a general, integral, closed system, which is in constant dynamic balance. This entire balance together is called the creator. To be devoted to the creator means supporting balance, to support a state of homeostasis, doesn't matter how you call it, to support this balance in nature so that the left and the right lines, or egoism and altruism, or bad and good qualities, for them to be in balance to such a degree that nature would exist in a harmonious way and develop and completing all of its parts. Well, go ahead, Sienka.
We have another question from Mach 1. We have lots of friends there behind those windows.
Please go ahead, Mach 1.
Елена Якимова спрашивает, если я хочу быть в интегральной связи, я понимаю...
Елена is asking, if I want to be in integral connection, I understand that I am an egoist. What can I do on my own?
Well, you're all egoists. You can get together and study and learn how to help one another so that you can complete one another, and you'll see how you, yourselves, and nature around you will become calm and balanced and amicable. This will be corrected very quickly. You simply need to listen closely and want to do it.
So let's even things out and give Mach 2 a chance. Question from Alexei. Why does man not understand how short his life is?
Well, that's done on purpose, so that we would be able to exist in a correct way and not be depressed sitting behind closed doors and would think behind death. If we would think about death all of the time, then it would be better to die than to live in such a way.
And another question from Ludmila from Ireland. How can I explain to my grandkids that they need to change? How do I help them get closer to nature?
Once again, the way I've been saying that nature is integral, and because it's leading us towards adapting us to itself, then we have no choice. We're inside of the system, inside of nature, and that's why we need to accept the system as an example and be is integrally connected into it in this way. And that's how we'll be able to come to a state when we will feel good. We will simply feel good.
Мы созданы, чтобы получать и отдавать. Должно быть все в меру, а не только отдача без эгоизма.
A question. Can there be bestowal without egoism? Ralph. First of all, egoism never disappears. We use it. Bestowal and reception need to be in balance with one another. Only then there will be this dynamic balance in the system. There needs to be bestowal and reception. And one needs to be against the other. There's a part that receives. There's a part that bestows. That's how it exists within a human being and within society and within the entire system. And we need to learn from this.
One more question from Sasha from Armenia. If ego is bad, if you need to... It says in the Torah that you need to sacrifice. So what the sacrifice is to give for myself to the poor. So if it's not the ego, then what is the ego and what does it teach us?
I don't really like to indulge in these stories from the Torah because it's all composed, and it's not, these things are not original, and they're all redone and rewritten. I can show you the original text, and you can see that it's, it doesn't carry the same meaning that you're trying to convey to me. You don't even know that this was distorted along the way. So if you have something specific to ask, then go ahead and ask. We need to learn how to work with our egoism. It doesn't disappear. We simply need to know how to balance it out with good deeds. It's not bad. It's given to us by nature. We simply need to know how to work with it. Just as in the world surrounding us, there are pluses, there are minuses, there are good and bad things. We need to use everything, take advantage of everything. Nothing on its own is bad, or nothing on its own is good. Balance between good and bad, between plus and minus, is what gives us the positive effects. Go ahead.
Can I ask another one? Let's test and see if we can have a question from Italy. Go ahead, friends, we're going to try to translate it. Italy.
Добрый день, доктор Лайтман. Вопрос из Магдалены из
Рома. Hello.
Good day, Dr. Lightman. A question from Magdalena from Rome. Why are we prisoners of our own inner emotions? How do we utilize them for the greater good of everyone?
Well, that's the main task, I would say, the primary one that is before us when we study Kabbalah and try to realize it. And that is, how can we raise and express all of our emotions, study them, so that we'll be able to use them correctly. That is what we study.
Can I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
If I don't know my own boundaries, how can I advance and correct myself?
For that, you need to be in connection with others, with those that are similar to you, your friends, and then between yourselves, you'll be able to set such frameworks where you'll be able to do good deeds to one another and try to extinguish the bad.
Thank you. And one more question, if I may, from Grazia, Italian group. How do we increase our ego so that we could start to feel that we are already rewarded?
This will come. Don't worry, this will come. Don't be worried. Everything will be revealed. Walk along with us and we will study all of these things. Go ahead.
I have a few questions about nature. Our viewers are trying to understand, for example, a question from St. Petersburg. Can nature be cunning or angry, or these attributes that we attribute to the unchanging creator?
Absolutely correct. This is within us, only within us. The rest of nature is an absolutely balanced system. And within the system, we exist. And all of our deeds are taking the system out of balance. And the system reacts to this by influencing us in such a way through its opposite reactions so that it can bring us into balance. And so what we need to do is not to come out of balance, but to raise the degree of this balance, and then we will ascend to better states.
We have another question from St. Petersburg, from Dmitry. What is balance or equilibrium in nature? You often talk about it, but could you explain what it is?
Harmony and balance is when we exist within our egoism between negative and positive forces of nature, and we balance these forces out through ourselves. And then I include within myself the negative and the positive forces of nature, and I feel it in its entirety, and I become a master, its master.
So I balance out these two forces.
Yes, only when I balance it out.
Georgi from Kiev is asking, how important is it to understand and to feel the cause and the sensation of the upper sorrow?
To the degree that you need to be corrected, that's obvious. A person that is advancing correctly, he is acting in such a way where everything comes out in its most optimal way. Kabbalah teaches us how to use all of the forces of nature in the most optimal way.
More questions about nature from Facebook. Abraham, the Creator is a closed system?
Creator and nature are one and the same. It's a closed, limited system, yes, that is felt within our egoism, within our desire.
So it's man who restricts nature, the Creator.
Yes, man. If I will grow, evolve, then I will let this nature reveal itself more and more within me to certain limits, but those limits we will reveal later. This limit is felt as something that's infinite. And this definition, it cancels itself out.
Let's start again from another round. Mach 1, please, your questions. A question from Janelle. What is plus minus in the crisis? Are the crisis itself or our reaction to the crisis?
By the way, this is correct. Your answer is better than mine. The purpose of this crisis is so that we would understand what it is and react to it in a correct way, so that this crisis would elevate us. The way I spoke before, crisis in translation is translated from Hebrew, is birth. It means birth. A woman gives birth to a human being. This place upon which she gives birth, as this gynecological tool where she lies and gives birth, that place is called crisis, mashber in Hebrew. So truly a crisis is, the meaning of it is birth of something new. That's the meaning of crisis. Except within us, it's not something that is felt. We don't yet understand this, but I hope that we will understand it. We're witnessing how a new humanity is being born that understands more and more that it needs to live based on different laws and not like it used to live in the past.
Asima from Almaty is asking, The nations of the world are like small children for Israel. What can we demand of small children?
So that they would listen and accept the system of correct attitude towards one another and nature, love your friend as yourself, and complete integral connection between all people in the world. That's what's written. The wolf will coexist with the sheep, and I am hoping that we will advance towards this. According to Kabbalah, we are living in such an epoch, such a time that will obligate us to get closer to one another and create the correct society.
Arthur from Kaliningrad asks, good day, Rav. What should a person do in order not to wait for the next blows, but to walk the path of nature?
To learn what he needs to do in order to be integrally connected with a small group of people. It's not possible to do it with the entire world, so let's say with a small group of people, he needs to be connected. And then this way, you will avoid blows. Moving forward, try to attract to this integral connection whoever you can. And through that, you will advance higher and higher together with those that you attract towards this.
You answered in part to Benjamin. The process of correcting the ego, is it necessary to correct all of humanity, or is a critical mass would be sufficient?
There is a so-called critical mass, and there is the entire humanity. We study this based on the structure of the soul. There is Rosh Toch and Sof. So the most important thing for us is to correct the Rosh, the head, and then the Toch, the body of the Pertsuf, and then the Sof, the ending of the Pertsuf. And we study what and when to correct.
Vladimir from Moscow, in the end, when are we going to need a method of correction, being forced into it by the crisis, or will we be able to unite under blows?
No, we need to learn a lot more about the method of our connection. And then we will see how literally we'll be able to ascend more and more in our understanding, in our sensations, in our confidence in one another, in ourselves, and the world. This is such an exhilarating perspective or goal that
we
can't refuse.
Let's move to Mach 2. We had great questions from Mach 1, but we have 200 more people on Mach 2. So go ahead, friends. Question from Cornelia, Slovakia. Today we were facing a problem where everyone must become corrected, or there is the chance that a group of Kabbalists can save the situation. If that's in that case, how big does it have to be?
How will a group of Kabbalists save the situations? If the goal of creation for all the creatures to be most optimally connected with one another, so that they would attain qualities and would connect to one another and attain love, achieve love between one another, and would become integrally connected with one another. How can a small group of people do this? A small group of people exists only in order to deliver this method of connection to others, to be like teachers to others. But in general, but nothing can occur without every person on earth to be included in this process.
Question from Bella, Odessa. After the crisis, have we gone to the next degree?
We have entered into this new degree, but we still are not past it. There are still a few stages ahead of us, but the stage that we're in right now is a very serious one. It will teach us a lot. Question from Елена. Where can I find this group of egoists who wish to be corrected, wish to advance towards the goal of creation?
Look at all the people on the screens right now. These are all just terrible egoists. And most of them are, they're okay with it, and they're okay with correcting themselves. Look at all of them here, and they're smiling at us, but they're egoists. We need to love them. Go ahead.
One more question from Morena. Suicide is an expression of egoism or a revolt towards the Creator?
Suicide is an escape, fleeing from responsibility and from others.
Question from Nina. A person doesn't understand what nature wants from him and still acts incorrectly. Can this bring an extinction to a certain part of humanity?
It can bring to ruin even the overwhelming part of humanity, but you shouldn't blame everything on nature. You're given the opportunity to prevent all of this and to make our world into wonderful and breathtaking, with no diseases, nothing negative. You can't imagine how great it could be. Everything is in bloom, the birds are singing, and I don't know what you're doing. You're lounging in a hammock, enjoying the birdsong, and surrounded by monkeys and bears, and they're rocking you in this hammock, and you're eating cherries.
Question from Finland. What signs tell me that I'm growing correctly?
To the degree that you're getting close to others.
From Andrei from Minsk. What is egoism? Can you define it, please?
Egoism is self-love, love of self. Not the kind where I'm just thinking of how to exist, but when I love myself beyond what I need to exist.
In relation to this, there's a question from Vladimir. If thoughts are sent by the Creator, then where here is my egoism?
Of course the Creator sends me egoistic thoughts, and he's not hiding it either. He says, I've created the ego. And that's it. What can you do? And he immediately says, and I gave you a method for its correction.
Alina is asking, do I need to learn how to love a criminal?
You don't need to love a criminal. You need to reform him and then love him.
Question from Vladimir from Moscow. Is it necessary for me to is it necessary for my relatives to understand my inspirations to change?
No, this is your personal work. You can do it in secret from them. They don't even need to know.
Question about comfort and pleasure. Where is the spiritual root for the need to be comfortable?
From that very ego. The ego doesn't want any complications. It's a pointless consumption of strength, of energy, emotional, physical. It's not good for any organism. Any living creature aspires to a state of rest. Even mechanical objects, they are drawn to it.
Question, what will happen with cities like Las Vegas, a city that was built only for people to receive endless pleasures?
You see, the truth is that there is nothing really terrible about any of it. If I don't want harm to anyone, if I don't cause hatred from them, then all these toys, they can be harmless. It's like children playing games, so adults can play games. but adults are also interested in playing, you know, for money, to gamble. I understand them. I understand them. This isn't a crime. I don't cause harm to anyone as a rule. Of course, you can also do various things with it. But as a rule, there is nothing terrible about it. You can put such a arcade or casino apparatus in your house and just play it if you want.
Questions from Italy. Italy, go ahead.
No, Italy. Italy.
Не слышно вас. Не слышно.
Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Italy.
Тогда перейдем.
Нет.
Мак 1.
Мак 1.
Then let's move to Mac 1. Was that Florida? Margarita is asking, I'm studying in the first course. How soon can I feel the Creator in the group?
It doesn't depend on how long you've been studying, but how badly you want to master this method. So try to draw to a group as close as possible, and then together with your friends to enter into such contact with one another where you will stop feeling the ego separating you from them, or vice versa. You will feel it more and more, but you'll be overcoming it. That is how you're going to advance towards revelation of the Creator.
Vladimir is asking, in the end, this obligation towards connection by this virus, or will it be enough for us to be united through blows?
No, that won't be enough. Blows are only necessary in the beginning when you're being brought to the method, but then you're not going to advance through blows because you're going to want to do it on your own. And movement without blows, it will be your constant state. Even outside of that, without the influence of blows, but because you want to come closer to the future good state and from the aspiration towards it.
Natalie from Moscow, how can I come out of a state of suffering, pain?
Throw yourself into connection with others and you will stop feeling your own pain. This is just an exercise. You will see that it's possible.
Ludmila is asking, if crisis is the birth of something new, then people that have died from coronavirus simply could not exist in these new conditions in harmony with nature. But everything is in the hands of the Creator.
With respect to those who die, who haven't yet been born, we're going to talk about that separately. That's a whole separate system that we're going to need to learn to see where we have our freedom of will, why certain souls are born, what happens to them, and so forth. We're going to need to study it as part of the one global system. We're going to do a separate lesson on it, not right now. Let's go through a few more lessons about the virus, maybe another week, another week, and then maybe in 3-4 weeks, it's going to be much easier for us to speak about what is life before death, before life, after death, and what happens to us, and so forth.
Florida, go ahead. Dear Rav, please explain how come during the entire history there were the huge Kabbalists were submitted to great suffering and persecution.
Because they were telling the truth and they were appealing to come to love of others, and people don't like that sort of thing. Sochi.
In the future, there will be such people who will help every person determine the minimal level degree of what to consume and how to consume.
No, that's never going to happen. A person is going to feel himself what he needs to consume in order to subsist optimally and to not get in the way of others.
But at least during this transitory period.
And for now, it will be like mother and son. It'll help you to make sense of life.
Maybe Italy 3?
Buongiorno, Rav. Buongiorno, amici. Mi sentite? Sì, quello che volevo chiedere, Rav, anche dopo questa coronavirus, speriamo che ognuno di noi come può consapevolizzarsi della forza in cui lei insegna e noi crediamo. Per cui essere, avere la forza che possiamo veramente insegnare quello che noi vogliamo studiare. Come possiamo fare al di là della nostra connessione?
Yes, перевод.
Да.
Do we have translation?
Yes, how after this virus we'll be able to realize our connection?
After the virus, we're going to actualize our connection in a way so that this virus will no longer appear. Meaning we need the virus in order to build a new system of our connection, our unity. Without the virus, we will not be able to do it. The virus is showing us the kind of unity we need to create among us. For now, we don't yet understand it, we don't feel it, we see the virus as an evil, as an obstacle, but in reality, we will soon rise above it and we will start working with it, together with it. It will show us where and what we will need to work on in the connection between us.
Mark 2, go ahead. Question from Людмила. How do I correctly treat intimate relationships with those who study Kabbalah, between those?
You shouldn't react to it so much, so they don't understand you. What can you do? You just reply or you accept it with love, so they don't understand it. What can you do? People can't make sense of it. They don't feel that it can help in any way. They feel that you're gotten involved with some sort of cult, that you're being dragged away somewhere, that maybe they want your money. So you need to understand them and you need to forgive them. And just the opposite, show your own benevolence towards them. And then that will make them think, what is it really then? What is this organization that is helping people, helping change them and make them be as good as they are?
Question from Christina. Can you please bring examples of bestowal and altruism from the least to the greatest?
The example of bestowal from the minimum to maximum. From the minimum it's to the minimum, and the maximum is to the maximum. How can I give you an example? It all depends on if I'm giving you $1, that's the minimum, let's say, but $10 is the maximum. Is that clear? Okay, like how can I measure this for you from minimum to maximum?
Next question from Almaty. Who was Mother Teresa? Did she not have egoism, or was she moved by egoism?
I don't know, my friend. I've never met her.
Another question. Does the Creator have questions for us? Maybe certain gripes?
The Creator has no questions for us because everything that we have, He evokes in us. So why should He ask us questions if the questions are evoked by Him to begin with? They're for us to answer.
Of course, from Ukraine, a small part of humanity understands the purpose of this crisis, but majority of people don't understand the purpose behind this crisis. How can they give someone the necessity to understand the need to correct the entire world?
That is your work, and that is the work that you need to do. What you need to do to make this work, to get it done, I don't know. Try to do everything you can, everything that's in your power.
Question from Moscow. If everything belongs to the blind, then where can humanity advance?
I understand that it's very boring when everything is nice and clean and perfect. There is no filth, no conflict. You feel like the nobility is invisible against the backdrop of something, is only visible against the backdrop of something terrible. But I understand that, but don't worry. I can't explain it now, but you will always have the ability, the opportunity to build goodness above evil, above wickedness. And then when all the evil is exhausted, we'll arrive at the kind of good that will reveal to you eternity and perfection. I can't explain it any better at this moment. We're going to study it and you're going to feel it. You're right that in order to feel a plus, you need to feel a minus first. And you need both of those states supporting one another in mutual actualization. You're right, that's how it should be.
Let's give some attention to Facebook and YouTube, where there's a live translation. The question, Rav, it's not simple to understand what you're saying. What do I do?
Listen several times. We have lots of different talks. Consult with other instructors of Mac Academy as to what is more suitable. Take all of these talks and lessons and study them. Keep studying them, keep absorbing them, and you will see how quickly you are advancing.
Question from Facebook. What should the modern non-egoist look like? How should he differ from the modern egoist?
A modern non-egoist is different from the egoist in that he knows how to use his ego correctly.
Gennady is asking, how can I determine the reason for my illness? If it was sent by someone, then how can I change?
Naturally, there is nothing within us that is there without reason. So you should look for this reason. It is practically always, by default, built on your bad connections with others. If you correct your connections, your relationships with others, you will see how much easier things will get, and you will be healed.
Rima is asking, how can we know what the Creator is thinking?
The Maker, the Creator, only wants to do good to everyone.
Tatiana from Facebook is asking, we know that not all people have a sense of awareness. How do they need to readjust themselves?
Easily. Who is man? He gets 1,000 different thoughts a minute. So then he'll be getting better thoughts. It all depends on the kind of environment the person is in. This is why it's important to create the right kind of environment around us. And then we're going to start feeling the right thoughts and we're going to be advancing very quickly. Everything depends on the environment.
Well, on this topic, there's a doubt. So what is a group? Maybe it's a certain...
The group is the boat that takes you on an adventure of the sea of life.
I'll try to correctly ask this question. Someone from Yerevan, Armenia, is asking, should I always forgive egoists? Maybe this forgiveness can give them a signal to cease what they're doing, to stop?
You don't need to worry about forgiving anyone. You see that it doesn't lead to anything. We need to teach ourselves and then to show to others how to be better.
Go ahead. How can I come out of my egoism, come out of my comfort zone? What needs to push me towards that?
That's Rosana, yes? How do I exit my comfort zone? This is indeed a problem. Try, despite the difficulty, to find the kind of environment that will always be rousing you awake, disturbing you, agitating you. When you look at it, you would always be feeling that you're lagging behind. More?
Таня Борова.
Go ahead, Boris. Таня is asking from YouTube. Every person is given a perfect dose of egoism by the Creator that he needs to correct?
Yes, of course. Everyone has their own individual ego. And additionally, we need to correct it in connection with all of the other egoists.
Alina is asking, what is the end result of development?
For everyone to be tied with the bonds of love and for everyone to be in perfect comfort.
Let's try Latin 4. Latin 4. Latin 4, go ahead, guys.
Ну, у тебя... Тогда женщин Италии можно еще раз
Италии.
Италии. Women of Italy, go ahead.
Включите, да, спасибо.
Yes. Question from Alessandra from Italy. I understood that the way of life that we've conducted until now is the reason behind my suffering, and I'm afraid to come back to the old. Is it correct that if I will start to live my life, which is more common to a woman, I would get married, have kids, and be concerned for my family?
Well, that's a good thing, generally, but no one is forbidding you from also studying. Of course, the purpose of each person is to build a family and to develop themselves. Also, obviously, personally, in terms of their profession and self-actualization. More?
And big thanks from women from Italy to you, Dr. Lightman.
We are in love.
Let's try Latin 4. Hello, Raf. Good day.
El gobierno abra las puertas. ¿Podemos hacer algo para evitar la próxima pandemia?
Translation?
Только ожидает, что кризис закончится, откроются все.
As soon as the crisis will end, all doors will be open. How can we prevent the next big epidemic?
If we behave properly based on what we've experienced, and on top of that, to try and create better, warmer relationships and mutual help, then in so doing, we will avert the next crisis. And if not, then we're already beginning to enter it now.
Bulgaria, Lubomir, go ahead.
Привет. Вопрос из Фейсбука.
Hello. Question from Facebook. From Johan and Yoskam. Why do children, after they are already adults, after they grow up, are not happy with us as parents, that we're not ideal parents? Why are they always unhappy? Is this egoism?
Because we are raising them to be egoists. That's why they're unhappy with their parents. Because they're egoists. I was also unhappy with my parents. I demanded of them more and more. Until I became a parent myself and saw the same thing from my own kids. What can you do? For as long as the world doesn't get corrected, this is how things will be. This is how it will be. Yes.
Okay, let's go Mach 1 and then Mach 2. Angelica is asking, when a person raises above his egoism, he sees that egoism no longer exists, or it doesn't exist.
Why does it not exist? He sees the ego and he rises against it. You can't advance without the ego. The ego doesn't disappear anywhere, but we balance it out with the good force of nature, the Creator. The Creator created a force opposite of his own, the ego, that's absolutely opposite to him. And in order to balance out the ego, we need to reveal the Creator, to draw the Creator in. That's it. And that is how we're going to exist between the ego and the Creator, and we will feel wonderful. We will see from one end of the world to the next. We will see and feel absolutely everything in perfect balance.
Mach 2. A question from Ludmila. What can we bestow to our friend?
We can't give to another. We can do anything other than to help them enter into contact with the Creator, and only that. I see now that we are concluding.
The last question from YouTube. Marina is asking, how did you understand, or when did you understand that you stopped being an egoist?
I didn't stop. What do you mean? I did not stop being an egoist. I still have a lot of the ego to correct. I am not yet a complete righteous. But I am already not a complete wicked. I am somewhere in the middle.
Question from Facebook. Natalie is asking, what do I do with the feeling of guilt?
Stop belly aching. There is no guilt that you carry. There is just the Creator carrying all the guilt because He created everything. And if we use Him, if you use it correctly, then we're going to be in tremendous gratitude towards Him for it.
We're getting close to the end. So what are your wishes for the week, upcoming week?
My wishes is for you to have the right kind of attitude towards the crisis, towards Corona, the virus, and to understand that the truth is that we are here at a very interesting, special, historical stage of development. And only if we come closer together are we going to overcome the crisis. Otherwise, it's going to keep returning to us. So let's try in our organization to always be connected with one another, to support one another. And then this virus is not going to hurt us. I hug all of you. I wish all of you the very, very best. Most important, obviously, is health. And we'll meet again in a week. Take care.